Welcome back. In this lesson, we're doing something very useful for drum and bass production in Ableton Live 12. We're taking a pad sound and a breakbeat, then resampling them together so the rhythm gets printed into the texture. This is not just about making a cool sound. This is about building a real musical layer you can use in an intro, a breakdown, a switch up, or even quietly under a drop. In DNB, that kind of moving atmospheric layer can make a track feel way more alive. So let's keep it beginner-friendly and use stock Ableton tools only. First, open a new live set and set the tempo to 172 BPM. That's a solid middle ground for drum and bass. Then create two MIDI tracks and one audio track. Name them clearly: pad, break source, and resample print. Trust me, keeping things organized from the start saves a lot of time later. For the first two bar loop, keep it simple. In DNB, a two bar idea often tells you more than a one bar loop, because you can hear the groove breathe. Now on the pad track, load up a simple instrument like Wavetable, Analog, or Operator. If you're new, Wavetable is a great place to start because it's flexible and easy to shape. Pick a smooth pad sound, or just a basic waveform and build from there. We want this pad to feel dark and usable, not super shiny and floating in the sky. So shape it a little. Give it a medium attack, somewhere around 20 to 80 milliseconds, so it doesn't hit too sharply. Set the release around 1.5 to 4 seconds so the notes can hang. If it feels too bright, pull the filter down a bit. A cutoff somewhere in the 200 to 800 Hz area can help tame the top end, depending on the sound. After the instrument, add auto filter and use a low pass filter to soften the edge even more. If you want a little width, you can add chorus ensemble, but keep it subtle. We're going for atmosphere, not a huge washed out ambient pad that fights the drums. Now write a simple pad progression. Keep it minimal. A 2-bar or 4-bar loop is enough. If you know chords, something like F minor, DB, Eb, back to F minor works well. If chords aren't your thing yet, even one or two notes spread across octaves can work. In drum and bass, the voicing and texture often matter more than complex harmony. Next, bring in a breakbeat on the second track. You can drag in a classic break loop or any break sample you already have. For now, don't worry about chopping it perfectly. Just get a loop playing. The goal here is not a polished drum performance yet. The goal is to give the pad something rhythmic to interact with. This is the key idea in this lesson. We're going to let the breakbeat talk to the pad. The break's transients and groove will get printed into the pad when we resample, and that creates a totally different kind of texture. Before you record anything, make space in the mix. On the pad track, add EQ8 and high pass it around 120 to 180 Hz. If the low mids feel muddy, dip a little around 200 to 400 Hz. On the break, clean up the very low end too. Cut anything below around 30 to 40 Hz, and if the kick in the break is too heavy, trim a little around 50 to 80 Hz. This step matters a lot. If the pad is too thick down low, the resampled result turns into mush. In DNB, the low end needs room to breathe. Also, check your level. Leave headroom. You don't want the pad and break slamming the master. Aim for the loop to peak around -6 dB before heavy processing. That gives you space to work later. Now let's set up the resample track. On resample print, set the audio input so it can capture the combined sound. The easiest route is to print the master output or route both tracks through a boss or group and record that. If you're just starting out, don't overcomplicate it. The important thing is that the pad and break are both feeding the audio you're recording. Arm the resample track and record 4 to 8 bars. While it records, move a couple of controls gently. Maybe open and close the pad filter a little. Maybe shift the break loop start. Maybe send a touch more reverb or delay. Keep it small. You're not trying to perform a whole song here. You just want to capture some life and variation. And here's a great beginner tip. Record more than one pass, one steady version, and one with a bit more movement. Tiny differences can give you way more useful material later. Once you've got a recording, the fun part starts. Take that resampled audio and slice it. You can drag it into a new MIDI track and use slice to new MIDI track, or load it into simpler in slice mode. If the rhythm is pretty regular, slicing by eighth notes can work well. If the break is more detailed, slicing by transients is usually better. Now play around with the slices. You're listening for useful little moments, ghosty hits, reverse feeling swells, chopped pad stabs, and noisy tails after the snare. This is where the pad stops being just a pad and becomes a playable DNB texture. After that, shape the resampled sound with some simple effects. Auto filter is great for movement. Echo adds depth and can make the texture feel wider and more cinematic. Saturator adds warmth and grit. utility helps control stereo width and mono compatibility. A good starting point is to automate the filter so it sweeps between around 300Hz and 3kHz over time. For echo, try a DNB-friendly timing like eighth notes or dotted quarter notes. For saturator, just a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, is often enough. If it starts getting harsh, use EQ8 after saturation and soften the upper mids around 2.5 to 5 kHz. The goal is for the texture to breathe inside the groove, not float awkwardly on top of it. Now think about arrangement. This kind of texture is perfect for movement over 8 or 16 bars. You can slowly open the filter during an intro, increase reverb before a drop, or bring in more echo during a transition. Then once the full drums and bass arrive, pull the texture back a bit so the main groove stays dominant. That's a very classic DNB move. Let the atmosphere lead, then step back when the drop hits. Always check how this layer works with your bass and snare. If you've got a sub or reese already, use utility to narrow the low end or keep the texture more mono down low. If it clashes with the snare, cut a little around 180 to 250Hz or just lower the level. In drum and bass, the relationship between kick, snare, sub, and atmosphere is everything. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't make the pad too bright. Don't use a break that's so busy it turns into chaos. Don't print way too much low end. And don't record for too long just because you can. 4 bars is often enough to get something useful. Also, don't be afraid of a slightly messy print. In DNB, groove matters more than perfection. A texture that feels alive will almost always beat something overly clean and rigid. If you want a darker or heavier result, here are a few great tricks. Try bandpass filtering the resampled pad so it sits more in the mids. Try resampling the result a second time after adding saturation and echo. Try a light glue compressor to tighten the movement. And try reversing a few slices for tension before a drop. For practice, here's a simple challenge. Build one 8-bar resampled pad texture from a simple pad and a breakbeat. Then slice it, play a few rhythmic chunks, add auto filter and saturator, and automate one filter sweep across the loop. After that, bounce it and listen back in mono. If you have time, make a second version that's more aggressive. Use more saturation, more filter movement, and a narrower stereo image. Then compare both versions and decide which one works better for an intro, a breakdown, or a heavier section. So the big takeaway is this: build a pad, combine it with a breakbeat, resample the result, and turn that audio into a playable DNB texture. Once you get comfortable with this workflow, you can use it for intros, drops, fills, switch-ups, and atmospheric layers all over your track. That's the power of resampling in Ableton Live 12. It turns simple sounds into something original, rhythmic, and full of character. And once you hear that pad start moving with the break, you'll know you're in proper drum and bass territory.